Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is holding an event Tuesday to introduce the individuals he plans to nominate for top diplomatic and national security post in his administration. The picks for national security and foreign policy posts include former Secretary of State John Kerry to take the lead on combating climate change. Antony Blinken, one of Biden's closest foreign affairs advisors, is his choice for Secretary of State. Biden's event comes a day after the General Services Administration, the federal agency that must sign off on presidential transitions, verified that Biden is the apparent winner of the November 3rd election. The GSA announcement came shortly after officials in the state of Michigan certified Biden as the winner in their state, making President Trump's legal efforts to change the election outcome even more unlikely to succeed. President Trump, who refused to concede the election, said Monday that he is directing his team to cooperate on the transition, but is vowing to keep up his fight. The move by the GSA clears the way for the start of transition of Trump's administration and allows Biden to coordinate with federal agencies on plans for taking over on January the 20th. Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong taken into custody Monday after pleading guilty to charges of illegal assembly last year near the city's police headquarters. Wong faces up to 3 years if he's convicted at a later date. Fellow longtime activists Ivan Lam and Agnes Chow were also remanded in custody at the same trial after they too pleaded guilty to similar charges. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. International rights groups are urging Ethiopian forces to prioritize the safety of civilians in the Tigray region as a government set a deadline for the regional forces to surrender approaches. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has given the Tigray People's Liberation Front until Wednesday to surrender or face a military assault on the city of Mekelle. The United Nations said Monday that more than 30,000 people so far have fled the Tigray area to neighboring Sudan and echoed calls to preserve the safety of civilians. Tensions have been building in that region since September 9th when the Tigray government defiantly held a regional election. Sudanese health authorities say 7 medical doctors died from COVID-19 in 10 days. The government called their deaths a huge loss for the country as it continues to fight the pandemic and described the doctors as true heroes who died defending their people. Late last week, Sudanese education authorities postponed the reopening of schools for 2 weeks due to the steep rise in cases. The Johns Hopkins University, which is tracking cases globally, says on its coronavirus dashboard that Sudan currently has 16,052 confirmed cases and 1,197 deaths recorded so far. Well, the Australian airline company Qantas says it will require international travelers in the future to prove they have been vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to fly, as another pharmaceutical company announces progress in creating a potential vaccine to fight the coronavirus. The comments come as AstraZeneca said Monday that clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine in Britain and Brazil have shown it is highly effective in preventing COVID-19 without hospitalizations or severe cases of the disease in any of the trial's volunteers. The United States continues to lead the world in infections with more than 12 million cases, followed by India with 9 million and Brazil with 6 million. And also, Colombia, a landslide there, killing 7 people, injuring more than a dozen others. In addition to those already confirmed dead or injured, local media reports say 15 other people are missing. And David Dinkins, New York City's first and only African-American mayor, died Monday at the age of 93. Dinkins was a graduate of Howard University right here in Washington. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.